Our intelligence and law enforcement agencies undertook that assessment in the first several weeks of this administration. In March, they concluded that domestic violent extremists pose elevated
What I don't want is for conservatives, if we and I'm a liberal or libertarian, left-leaning libertarian, but I will be voting Republican for the foreseeable future. Democratic Party's finished. They've adapted socialist talking points, and it seems that the administrative state has gone along with that in attempt to defuse a bomb that would be the imminent invasion of Taiwan, and really just the rise of the Chinese Communist Party. But we feed into that Communist Party, mind you, with all of our factories and all of our financing and everything like that. And they own a lot of our bonds too. And I feel like that it started during Obama with the debt buying, from a lot of these companies. And remember, the government can't just buy debt, although they kind of did, but the Chinese were just buying up our T-bonds. And so they own a lot of our T-bonds. And when we do divest from them, one day we will have to, either because they'll attack one of our allies or they'll attack us on accident participating, or just attack somewhere where we are. Eventually, it will get to that point in 30 years or so. Eventually, there will be a time when we just have to all out fight them, unless we literally pull the power plug from them right now. See, this is the 2020 was the great dress rehearsal, and in the 21st century, we're going to have to deal with regular flushing to this, like basically that playbook: orchestrate a lockdown, create a riot. And they could do both of those things with a natural disaster. And I think that's the next thing that we need to worry about is climate change. Or a solar flare or something like that, or aliens. Honestly, I've been waiting for the aliens to come down as of late. But, I feel like that 2020 was 1905 in Soviet Russia, which was the great dress rehearsal. If you look back at that time, all the players, particularly Lenin, talks about this, that they learned the lessons on how to drop the Tsar. But remember, okay, how did Lenin get to Russia? Well, Germany sent him, because he was a prisoner in Germany. And I think that our enemies, like a Russia or something like that, if we attack Russia, that could end up being what they start, like, racking off all these, and they might have a lot to do with this. Basically, they see the power of neo-Marxism. I mean, Putin grew up in the Communist Party. He was a KGB agent. He knows what neo-Marxism is. So does Milley. Don't let him sit there and, I'm wondering about white rage. Sir, you just spouted off neo-Marxist ideology in the halls of Congress. That's right. I would have been horrified, and I'd like you to apologize. This is not a communist country. You're the leader of the biggest standing, or the big most powerful army in the whole world, and you're sitting here spouting off communism to us.
First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, etc., I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university. And it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white.
And he knows better. I mean, and honestly, I think he should probably be prosecuted for being a traitor. If what he did to Donald Trump before the election, by going to the Chinese and saying, don't worry, if he tells me to clobber y'all, I won't do it.
And it is important that we train and we understand, and I want to understand white rage, and I'm white.
That is being a traitor. That there's no other way. And then to come out and say white rage, the totality of events, even January 6th, the fact that they were warned, they knew this was going to be a security event. And they, matter of fact, they kind of encouraged it. And I think we're seeing a lot about old Epps. It ain't Omar Epps. Ray Epps. Who are you, Ray Epps? I can tell you, he's a Fed. It's obvious. And there were probably, a dozen or two of them, and there probably was a whole shitload of paperwork, several operations, CIA and the CIA doing this, and that might be why Pelosi's retiring, honestly, because here's the thing, is that the CIA and the FBI just, implicated a lot of the Democratic Party in this great dress rehearsal. The Democratic Party will go along with everything they say, and I think that that's a lot of the problem is that if somebody were to come to you and say, hey, I want you to succeed, but I have these pictures. Take a look at those. They go to the press. And again, first of all, this is probably what's happening to Biden whenever he talks to President Xi or Putin. Because both of those countries have massive security, not massive compared to ours, but we're talking skilled, crafty intelligence people. And Biden was running a racketeering operation. And that he left little strands of that everywhere as he was going along. So if he ever talks to Putin, here's the thing I predict for this year. Biden's going to be exposed by Putin. And it's not going to come from Putin. It's going to come from somewhere else, exactly like Lenin did. Because this is the way the countries do it. And this, I'm not saying that because Lenin and communism or whatever, but I'm saying countries will use a backdoor or another, like intelligence agents. Intelligence agents don't walk up to you and say, okay, I got this. What you would do is let somebody know in their staff through an intermediary or just drop off a courier message, say, oh, hey, sign for the package? Okay, bam, and leave. And have somebody do it who's completely unrelated so they have plausible deniability. And, pictures of microfilm contracts from your bullshit or pictures of you or we already have pictures of Joe Biden sniffing little kids' hair constantly. Whole bunch of weird shit. But checkmate, motherfucker. This is going to every press agency in the United States. And I'm sending it to conservatives first. So you're going to want to get out ahead of it. You are done in office, homie. And I think that's honestly, what's happening in Biden right now, I think that's why we will see attacks on China and Ukraine, basically like, seeing The Godfather when, or Mafia with the Eskimo guy. Goofy as hell, I just remember that. He's like, the death of the family. But that's basically what's happening right now. Biden came into office and Xi and Putin looked at each other like, this is it, you ready? This was, oh fuck, this is our opportunity. This guy is somebody who's so goddamn corrupt and literally took money from us in a way that Biden could go to prison for racketeering. And senators have gone to prison. Congress people have gone to prison. For the shit he's done all over the country, and particularly if you're talking about dealing with Chinese or Russians during the period that he was dealing with them, in totality of everything we're talking about, in totality what happened with the 2020 election and how, and also the fact that they're arguing you shouldn't have voter ID, that like, so what do are we to imply from this? It's exact, like, Democrats and messaging, all it needs to do is you just need to say, what do you mean by that? And go on to that extrapolation of and I'll talk about this many times, of business. So how do we help? If you're talking about black people, you're talking about communist Russia or China, why haven't you done anything about China? You know, anything like that is just expound upon their, because they're not fixing anything. They're completely all right with the status quo, and they don't want it to change. They don't want black people's lives to get better. They don't want the border to get closed. They don't want, and honestly, I think the whole point of this great dress rehearsal, and you see this Patriot Front, and I might do a little podcast about it, though, but this Mr. Reagan guy, everyone, I remember seeing one of his videos about AOC, but he did a video on him. He did a pretty good video, kind of just explaining some of what he saw. But what I will say about this Patriot Front group, I've been to prison, right, state and federal. There are no white gangs, except for there's like the 211 gang in Colorado. There's the Simon City Royals, the Gaylords, which are all those are really old gangs in Chicago. I'm trying to think of white gangs that I know of that don't have Nazi imagery, iconography that's like, you know, Swazis and, you know, eagles, and not American eagles, we're talking about the Roman eagle, that kind of shit. Nobody takes up the flag. Nobody takes up the flag. Even the American Nazi Party and everything like that, when they decide, oh, the skinheads basically like grew hair, right? I think that's what basically happened at some point. And they still, it's not like they were, you know, getting into patriotism. And I know there's those skinhead, like, I'm just saying, it's very, those Charlottesville people that showed up, I don't know exactly who, because I was in prison for that one, by the way. I was in, like, and when the fallout of that was happening, I was in prison in Arizona for smuggling people in this country. Let me look them up. But I remember seeing that Patriot Front. The fact that they were so well-funded to have all those same things, because here's the thing, dressing all these guys and traveling like that and getting U-Hauls and everything like that, I understand if you had all these people together in a package, but it's like, you guys are basically going to be living in a big house that no one's going to want to lease you. I wonder where these people live and what house they live in and how somebody is leasing or mortgaging that house to them, and nobody's doing anything about that. There's a lot of questions I have about that, and hey, maybe I should start a Patreon, and I think they're, and I looked them up about it, because it's like, what? Usually skinhead gangs are, and the point of this is, I think they're trying to set up a false flag, or encourage a white supremacist movement, and I think, honestly, what happened was, they saw Charlottesville at the beginning of Trump's presidency, and thought, this is the ticket. If we can implicate him, like he's, you know, David Duke came out because Trump was saying, hey, I want to, you know, like, close off the border. Of course David Duke's going to be down with that. There's, the leaders of the NOI are all Democrats. So there's hateful groups get into politics. Of course they get into politics, but they all have their flavor of the month. So to say what David Duke likes, let's talk about who loves the Democratic Party. And a lot of them are, there's a reason why Antifa people, basically, or hardcore lefties voted for Biden. I'm talking hardcore lefties. to get 87 million votes, you had to get every one of those ANCAP and Antifa and all those goddamn people, and probably some other peeps who are either with us or not. And I mean, honestly, the if you look at some of the districts, there's like more people that voted than have ever voted. Not saying it's inconceivable, because registered voters usually are like kind of like a fraction of the adults, because a lot of people just aren't interested or don't give a damn. But it's like, like you had to get your whole block and some more. But I do know quite a few Democrats who turned into Republicans over that period from 16 to 20. I know more. Well, no, that's not true. There's a lot of Republicans that went over the Democrats because of like Lincoln Project and everything. And I'd be more aware of the Democrats that left the Republicans just because I was a Democrat then. But either way, we have their playbook. Let's just put it that way. To create a lockdown, create a riot or a division. And I think, honestly, that's a lot of what the defund police movement is. Is that it's to create situations that are so horrible in urban areas that people are just basically like, you know what, fuck it. Let's riot. You know, because they've already seen that reaction several times. I mean, you go back to the Watts race riot. There's a bunch of race riots that have happened. And people, yeah, they talk about the thing that happened in the Tulsa, the horrible race riot or whatever. There's people getting sniped and shit in Watts and Detroit, and whole areas getting burnt down. These race riots, they go both ways. There's been, like, Al Sharpton led a whole group of black people into a Jewish neighborhood to basically beat the shit out of Jews. Al Sharpton. And didn't have anything happen. Just look up his, I forget, it's a section of Brooklyn, but it's like the Hasidic area. And there's pictures of Al Sharpton bawling down the, running down the sidewalk. Basically a war cry, you know, like, we're getting ready to beat the shit out of some Jews.
30 years ago today, a riot in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, tore the city apart. A cauldron of simmering racial tensions and polarizing politics grabbed the national spotlight and ripped the Band-Aid off wounds that continue to fester.
And so these go both ways. It's not right, but to say, oh, it's all white people. Yeah, but that's what that Tulsa thing is to these people. Oh, it's Black Wall Street, yada, yada, yada. Okay. 100 years ago, non sequitur. Get that out of your fucking head. If you want to read a history book, go do that. If you want to fix life as it is right now, with people who are alive right now, let's do that. But all this other bullshit is just inane. And we need to go for it. But the point of this is, this is not going to stop. This great dress rehearsal. I just keep saying that. 1905 to 1917. And the plan of the Democrats would be to get a riot. A bunch of riots. Lockdowns. Destroy the economy. And then get a majority in Senate. Blow up the filibuster and run through anything they want. And if they ever get... First of all, and then the nuclear option of handling this would be an act that was passed in Congress with a supermajority and even vetoed by the then president, Harry Truman. That's how important this seemed to people living in 1950. It's called the McCarran Internal Security Act. And that is the nuke. That is the... and all be all. That is what the Democrats are trying to do, the filibuster. And I know both sides have talked about doing away with the filibuster, but it was like an NPR piece at that time. It wasn't like a all-out onslaught calling it racist and doing speeches and tweeting out and creating buzzwords and sanitized terms for it, which is what the Democrats have done about the filibuster as of late. But... That's going to be their plan, is to get a majority and blow up the filibuster and run through everything they want. Pack the courts, create two new states, make D.C. and Puerto Rico a state, fucking run through any law they, because without the filibuster, mind you, there's nothing stopping the party that's in power from just putting their D-I-C-K in your mouth and, you know, just and doing anything they want. Govern me harder. As I forget who actually said that, but anyway, that's going to be their playbook, is to get a majority. And, we need to beat the message of Marxism. And the because anytime they get a majority, that's, and the president, if they have like whole control of the government, they'll blow up the filibuster and just run through everything they want. And really, if you think about it, that's anything they want to do. And these people are evil. If you actually listen to the policies they want to do, I would call it legislative rape. I would call it even legislative rape and pillaging, and it has no good effects for America. Blowing out the budget, the maternal or maternity leave, like, and they were literally trying to ruin our republic over maternity leave, and like, this is just essential. Build back better. No, what they're trying to do is blow out the budget. That's what the Great Reset is. Basically have a cascading effect of failures in the institutional banking world. While, mind you, billionaires are the only one with tangible assets, right? If you have your little stocks and bonds or whatever, maybe you got Bitcoin, but Bitcoin's relying on computer services that can be fucking hacked and destroyed or cut with our internet cables or something like that. There's a lot of infrastructure, and infrastructure isn't just in America or any advanced country. There's a lot of weak infrastructure that handles Bitcoin. So they can grab total control. But anyway, I just want people to remember, this is not over. It's not over by a long shot. We will have to deal with this menace of socialism and communism, and we can't feed, we can't give any money to communist China, because they will use every fucking dollar you give them to subvert your country. For real. That's what's going to happen. We got to get all of our factories out. And I know General McMaster's, where I was listening to Joe Rogan the other day, said, oh, a whole BDS? No. They have invaded the Democratic Party completely. The Democratic Party is socialist, and they're working against their opponents with the intelligence agencies in this country, or elements in it, and with a militant ideological DOJ, and they're going after all Republicans, and it's because they're inculcated with this socialist ideology, and it won't stop until America falls, and or until a civil war happens. It just won't. It could happen that basically AOC and Ilhan Omar and all these people, they get thrown out of the party or censored or primaried. A whole nother crop of Democrats comes up, but like, the young people are mostly socialist, and that could change, though, mind you. I'm just saying that could change quite a bit, just because as people grow older, they become more conservative, become more self-reliant. They start earning some money, so they realize what taxation is all about. And we just need to offer a better plan that actually brings more people up, so people have more investment, right? The thing that makes people invested in the Republic is success. And that's why you're seeing the big disparity between the Democratic initiative and the Republican initiative is... this one's victimhood, but we need you in victimhood. We need you in victimhood, because the moment you come up in the world and you have some buy-in, you're going to be over in this pile. And if you can explain that factor, they want you down because they need you down. The moment you actually have some buy-in in this country and you start succeeding, say, oh, I don't want the fucking crazy taxes. I don't want this shit. I don't need your goddamn... paternity leave or whatever. I don't need to be Pete Buttigieg. I ain't Pete Buttigieg. I don't need any of that shit. I just want to be able to do my business and not be interfered with. And that's what we need to do, is increase buy-in. and the Republican Party will never lose a goddamn election again on the merits of ideas and not by suppressing their enemies, which is fascistic. All right. I got to head out. It's 23 minutes in. I hope these videos aren't too long. I hope people watch them because I'm breaking down and I'll put some overlays on them. So you don't have to look at me talking the whole time, but I think about this stuff quite a bit. And, but I actually am marginalized because I'm a convict and that, but that's fair. I have no problem with that. You have to earn your way in, and the farther, as long as you walk out into the forest, you have to walk all the way back out. And that's kind of how our country, we need to look at it. We're at the front end of a 20-year process.
And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white.